from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Woody. And, well, I'll tell you what, in college football, it's nice to get off to a good start. If you're a Canes fan, you got to feel pretty damn good. Now, there's a lot of football ahead. In ACC, you see what's going on. Boy, but for Florida State, if somebody would have told me the biggest surprise in college football is Florida State, who opens with two league games in the ACC with Georgia Tech and Boston College, will start 0-2. It's not even close. We can talk about LSU losing to USC. Okay, great. It's not even a conference game. It's a Big Ten team against an SEC team. The big one is Florida State, who was undefeated a year ago, starting 0-2. And it's not just if they would have lost and you look and you go, wow, all right, so they got pounded. Boston College ran the ball. I mean, they've always been. Boston College is kind of, no matter who the coach has been, they've always been kind of like, hey, we're going to be a physical team and get after it. 52 times for 263 yards against what was supposed to be the strength of Florida State, their defensive line. So, you just never know. And, of course, Billy Napier's got to be wondering. He's looking at his schedule and going, oh, shoot. And he's probably not saying shoot.
How about that last game of the season, Florida and Florida State?
Oh, man.
I don't know, fun, the Loser Bowl. Hey, Florida State's got some tough games, by the way, on their schedule. They got Memphis coming up next weekend. Or no, they got a bye week, actually. They got a week to prepare for Memphis. But Memphis probably will beat them. Then they got Cal, SMU, Clemson.
Hey, back
Duke,
off.
Miami.
Is Cal going to Tallahassee?
No.
They're going out there.
No, they are going to Tallahassee. They are. They're making the trip. Why are you going to go over there and see?
No, because UM is actually here pretty soon, heading out to the West Coast to play the Golden Bears.
Are they any good? Can't stay up that late.
I don't know. I don't follow them anymore. It's just kind of point. I used to follow them, and then next coach, and then.
FSU's got Notre Dame on the schedule on the road, too, by the way.
They're starting quarterbacks from Columbus High School. That's all I know. We're rooting for him, for sure. So, it was speaking of quarterbacks, the Cam Ward show, I got to ask you, did you expect him to be that good in that game? Seriously.
Kind of.
Really?
I expected him to be really good. I mean, he delivered, man. He really did. But
I saw it.
No, he didn't, like, I wasn't, like, stunned by how good he looked, but he looked really good.
I think did he just run twice or did he run more? I just remember the two long runs he had. That'll slow you down on your pass rush. And then on top of that, getting outside the pocket, some of the throws that he made. By the way, he throws him sidearm.
He does. We saw that stuff in practice, though. That to me is why I'm not all that surprised, because we actually got to see it. I know a lot of people don't get to see the practice. But he did a lot of that stuff on the practice fields.
You know, it's one thing and you're making those kind of throws in practice. Yeah, we did see him. He rolls around and you're not sure if the guys are chasing him or they let up and he flips one back and you're going, okay, if he had time, that's a hell of a throw that he just made in the back of the end zone. We did it in the game.
I don't want this to come off as a shot at anyone, but how nice is it to have a quarterback that can move and extend a play like that? At the college level,
no, you need to have one of those guys. By the way, you know one thing that's crazy. I saw everybody making a big deal about it. It's true. It's incredible on short yardage. Nobody can get under center and snap the ball and hand it off. Everything's got to be out of shotgun, and even motion with the shotgun to give you something else to think about. Like I could. Could be a handoff. Well, I'll tell you what, that's the one thing that I'm still old school on. And by the way, not too many people. There are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL and in college football that never see their hands under center.
I told you that after the Dolphin preseason game that I don't know why they line
well, I know
up
why
and
they
shotgun,
do it.
And then they got the running back and other like gives you an opportunity to get a tackle for a loss, a much better opportunity, in my opinion, to get a tackle for a loss. Now, I know these guys like Mike McDaniel and whatever know a whole heck of a lot more than I do.
No, we see guys, to your point, we see
it
guys.
It just seems like that sets you up for a tackle for loss if you don't block the play very well.
But it's
not
amazing.
Not a big fan of that.
I think we're all kind of curious to see Mike's
Dolphins had a lot of trouble with that last year, though, right, that short yardage stuff?
Yeah, they were doing a lot of passes, quick passes outside to which, you know. Listen, Mike is great. Mike McDaniel, everybody talks about we've beaten up Mike McDaniel and what he does well and stuff. Mike McDaniel covers up weaknesses that you have better than any play caller and along with his offensive coordinator, Frank Smith. They cover up more weaknesses with things they do. They do. And he just finds ways to work around it. So they didn't run the ball real well, or hell, they didn't even try to run it inside really that much. So what's he do? He takes the speed. He says, we're going to run it out wide, and ends up being, you know, again, it wasn't between the tackles. It wasn't, we're just coming off the ball and blow you up, and we're going to get that first down. It was, you know, stay with the block, but give us some lanes outside. We'll find them. Our guys will find them, cut back, and we'll get some big plays that way. And they end up running for 135, 136 yards a game, mostly because of that. And Mike does – he puts everybody in a situation on what they do best. He studied everybody. Jonnu Smith, I can't wait to see what he's got for Jonnu Smith coming up in this game. I mean it. I'm really curious how he's going to use his tight ends and those type of things. But, yeah, they have not run the ball well inside for a while now. See what the game plan is with this Jacksonville team coming in. By the way, so, Woody, we got to get to this. We're going to have Brad Tejada coming on. Kane's Insight, and he was on Donald's, Locked On Kane's podcast. And the guy nailed it. I mean, he nailed it. Talked about what he liked and why he liked it, and he said 41-17. He said 41-17, and I said, hey, youngster, calm down a little bit, man, on that pick. Calm down a little bit.
You did. I think basically call him a youngster when you did that. You know?
I was like, hey, man.
Look, in fairness, I was on your side with that one. I didn't think Miami was going to blow him out by three touchdowns.
The fact is,
thought the Gators would put up a little more of a fight.
He, by the way, he nailed it. Could
very impressive. I, by the way, I respect you for having him on and you know, apologizing now that he's coming on. So I do.
Do I have to apologize? I didn't tell him, like, shut your website down.
A lot of people commenting on this Cam Ward thing on the text line, by the way. I see you were surprised how good he was. That actually surprised you. You
because,
didn't kind of expect that.
So I saw those things at practice in spring, and I saw him when we were out there again months later, and I said, that's great, but I don't know. Because guys can't touch the quarterback, and I go, this is great, but they're kind of letting him keep the play alive. This is the same thing we do with Tua. Did Tua get sacked, or he makes a great throw, but would he have, like, been able to get away from the guy? So I didn't pay much attention. But I did see him, like you said. I don't know if they would have got tackled or not, but he threw the rolls out there and then threw friggin' a ball across the field in the back of the end zone. We saw one. Actually, it was Georgia caught it in the back of the end zone. We were out there, and I went, it's still a crazy throw, like a crazy good throw. But I don't know if you're going to have that kind of time with guys chasing you around and when they can tackle you in the game. He did it. Probably rolls out and throws it back to Restrepo, if I'm not mistaken, catches it and turns up. And he
might have had the best game, by the way, out of any college quarterback in the country. Week one.
I didn't get to see everybody play.
He's right up there, man.
Pretty damn good. Pretty
continues on this road.
Well, listen.
You know what's going to – well, I'll jump the gun here, but.
You're going to have a – with him, even if you're a little flat or get off, if you're going to have trouble scoring points or if your team's a little flat, the thing that he can do with him, you got a chance to win a shootout. If your defense doesn't bring its A game and all of a sudden they're in the high 20s, you still have a chance to win because you've got this guy can score quickly.
And you got to respect the way he bounced back from that interception. It was a bad throw.
You know,
those are going to happen, but that was the way he bounced back from that was very impressive.
There wasn't too many bad things in that game. His receivers did a nice job of adjusting, catching the football, run after catch, adjustments to the football. There's a lot of good stuff. Hey, Brad Tejada, Kane's Insight's going to – we owe him this, man. We owe Brad this, so he's going to join us coming up, and we'll talk to him in just a few minutes. But first, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage this morning. Yeah, I just want to let you know, man. It's crazy out there right now, and I understand that. People need cash. Interest rates are higher, high insurance rates, HOA fees going up. Everything's going up, especially for people in a condo on the beach. Like, when's it going to stop? It's not. So you know what a lot of people are doing that have retired? A lot of them are running up credit card debt. Not sure what to do, so run the credit card up at 28, 29, 30% a month. Credit killers. Oh, boy. Let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off. Hey, I want to talk to you about reverse mortgages, too. The reverse mortgage, if they're more popular than ever, and if you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify for a reverse mortgage. You got a lot of equity in your home. What are you doing, man? You need the money. It gives you a place to stay, and yet you can get a lot of that equity out of the home that you need, whether you're working or getting ready to retire. The reverse mortgage is one of the most popular mortgages we have down here for our senior citizens. And first-time home buyer rates, fixed rates in the fives for you, self-employed and declined by the banks, don't worry. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage got you covered. He really does. Google reviews on the web, go to them. Choice Mortgage reviews. See what they're saying about Michael Kotze and his 33 years of experience and just how good he is. Nobody's going to outwork him because he works 7 days a week. He really doesn't have much of a life. Michael Kotze's a good dude, but not much of a life going on. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166254, rates and terms, subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender ready to help you right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
September 7, 2002, where it was the blowout in the swamp. Ken Dorsey, my guy Andre Johnson, and others. I mean, we had a great trenches on both sides of the football. I'm feeling more of the blowout of September 7, 2002, man. It's looking more like a 41-17 type game, if I'm not mistaken, man. I just really feel like third quarter, fourth quarter, it's going to be too much.
It's hard for me to say I'm sorry.
All right, Woody, you didn't have to go that far. You just went a little too far on that. But I got to tell you, man. He hit it, Brad Tejeda, Kane's insight. I was watching that. That was Locked On Kane's podcast before the Gator game, and I'm watching, and I'm like, oh, no, man, don't do that. It's a close game. Don't play to your audience. Don't play to your fan base. And he joins us right now. Brad, you were right on the friggin' money. I owe you a big apology. What the hell did you see before that game to think that it was going to be that much of a blowout?
Joe, fellas, good morning. Thank you so much for having me, man. I've been a longtime listener for years, man. It's a pleasure to finally be on and talk some Kane football. But, yeah, man, hit it right on the head.
Wow, did you?
yeah, man. It's funny because, you know, you brought up the Alex Dono interview. Back in 2002, I think I was only probably 9-10 years old, so I don't remember too much of that game. And now, you know, fast forwarding, and now I'm in my 30s. I live up here in Gainesville, so this is a familiar territory of mine. Where over the years, I've unfortunately had to wear my Canes gear every single day up here in Gainesville and get nothing but chatter from these Gator fans each and every year. Where it's, hey, same year, you guys are hyping up this team. It's gonna be the same results. Well, I think Joe, you realize that I was right with this score, but I think that the word of the weekend has to be realization, not just for you, not just for me, but for different fan bases, right? You talk about the Florida Gators. They came to the realization this weekend that the longest home opening winning streak in college football was snapped by the Miami Hurricanes. That after a football game, Billy Napier shook Mario Cristobal's hand that was also snapped. He ended up ending that presser fighting with an Aquafina water bottle. And now he's fighting with Florida fans.
That is funny, by the way. He couldn't get it open. All those muscles, he couldn't get it open, man.
Now he's fighting with Florida fans each and every hour to save his job. And unfortunately, the best blocker on Florida's team on Saturday wasn't even a man. It was a female, you know, recruiting worker. You know, man, you got to give her a raise, man. I know people are going after her for putting hands on the players, but man, look. You look at that right guard and right tackle for Florida. I mean, I think she did a better job. And then you look at Florida State, you know, going back to the realization word, right? Florida State, we saw what happened last night. They are now 0-2. Mike Norvell and Billy Napier are now at the realization that their programs are fumbling. They're going downwards, where Mario Cristobal and this program, man, it's been a long time coming, man, but we are finally – we're not even there yet. That's the great thing about all this. We haven't hit our full stride yet, as you had Mario on earlier this morning, man. But big ups to this staff and every player on this team, man. I just, going back to the prediction, man, I kind of knew, man. You looked at the production. It was night and day from Florida and Miami's roster with the guys we brought back, the guys from the portal. So with the prediction, man, I just kind of did a lot of homework, and I had a lot
of
faith.
You hit it, man. And I got to tell you, you're right. They played really well together, and the difference in talent. And by the way, coaching with it, I love the game plan. I'm sure you did on both sides of the football, just getting after it. And the secondary, just even with the noise and everything else, just in sync with coverage. There was no mental breakdowns. It was just a clean game for a first game out. So, yeah, a lot of positive things, man. But, hey, Brad, man, I just had to tell you, man, I was kind of getting after you, like, dude, what is this? What is he talking about? They recruit the same guys, and they got the transfer portal up there, and boy, it was an ass whooping, no question about it, Brad. You hit it right on the money. So I just wanted to make sure I told you, man. People got to get on the Canes Insight with you, man, because you hit it. You hit the target.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys so much for having me, man. Yeah, Canes is like one of the best platforms on the planet for Miami Hurricanes news, man. And yeah, let's keep this ball rolling, man. There's still a lot of football left to be played. Let's continue to win football games, man. And speaking of predictions, I booked my hotel room for Charlotte back in June, man. So let's make sure that comes to fruition.
All right. Well, you're looking ahead on me now, but Brad, listen, man, good stuff, and thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. Thank you, bud.
No problem, brother. Y'all have
All
a
right.
great day.
Brad Tejeda, Canes Insight. He put in insight on that one. Don, hey, did Donald call you, or are you just bugging me during the game? Like, uh-oh, Joe, they score here. It's going to be 41.
It started to get close, right? It was 38-10.
Yeah.
And then I started texting. I go, this guy is... like, he's going to be close.
The five-star takes him down. They finally score in between some ugly drives.
Yeah, we just need a field goal. We got it.
And he missed one field goal.
Yeah.
And then he comes back. The second one was a short one. It was like, oh, boy, he splits the uprights. And, yeah. you couldn't help it. Like, this damn kid's going to hit it right on the money.
Yeah.
And he did. Weird one. He lives up there in Gainesville, too. All right, so we
that was nice of you to apologize, though. I respect that.
You do?
I know you're not big on apologies, so.
Come on.
It was nice of you to do
that. Hey, listen, man, when you're married, you learn to say, I'm sorry, you were right and I was wrong. You just learn that. It's something you learn. Or you fight. And I don't want to fight. You give in on yours or no, or do you fight her for a while?
Try to fight, but I usually lose, so I give in at some point.
Hey, Woody, you're not alone. You're not alone, man. Don't feel bad.
Took one game, by the way, to get this text. Dolphins need to draft Cam Ward. He's better than Tua.
Okay.
That took one game.
Yeah.
He is good. I don't know where he's going to get drafted. I'm not a quarterback evaluator.
I don't know. Can everybody wait before they get the Heisman? Heisman talk. And I was like, Heisman?
You know Heisman's week to week. Come on now.
Play great. And by the way, it is nice on national shows to hear him talking about the Canes being back. It does feel good. It does. It does feel good. Yes, it does. And they're going to move up five or six spots today. And
finally get FSU out of the top 10.
Yeah,
I guess that week zero, they don't change the rankings.
No, No.
Nonsense.
So anyway, but...
You know, there's a lot of people at UM that put in a lot of work. A lot of work to get this thing to look like that, man.
Well, listen, we've talked about Big Joe and Rudy and all those guys and getting behind this thing. And if you're... By the way, it was true. Was it Herbie said this years ago? Was it Kirk Herbstreit, right? And then Barry Jackson was involved? I'm guessing Herbie said something and Barry said something. Listen, we're going to do this football thing. Can we do it the right way? If we're going to do it, let's do it. We got to pay. We got to have nicer facilities. We got to be able to pay coaches. And we got to have a recruiting budget. And it can't just be for kids in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County and Immokalee.
I thought you were going to bring up the guy from the local paper that said we need to get rid of football and athletics as a whole. Or whatever.
No, because that they were writing, and Herbie one day was frustrated. Listen, Kirk Herbstreit's been a huge UM fan. He has through the years. And always asked me when I see him, Joe, what's going on with the Cane? What? And so we were talking, and he goes, look, if they're going to do this football thing, they got to do it like everybody else. There's no more, we're in South Florida, we get all the kids in our backyard, and we'll be good enough. We don't need nice facilities. We did it a long, long time ago. You can't. We've let a lot of people back in our backyard. We weren't going to be able to hold the backyard anyway because everybody's brother's recruiting down here. And Mario's like, nah, I'm not just worried about South Florida. I do want to get the best players down here, but I got to make sure we hit it nationally as well. And then this transfer portal thing, surprise for me, he hit the transfer portal as hard as he did after spring football. I thought it was going to be a one- or two-player thing. I'm learning, man. I'm learning more and more every day. By the way, did you see the play that his new defensive tackle made, hitting his hand? Ball goes up. That's a great play. That was one of the many great plays that happened during that game. I mean, there was just some great, great efforts from
everyone. I mean, that was the best UM football game.
Simeon Barrel's play was
a long-ass time, man.
Breakthrough and... But it was Alston, it was Mish Powell.
Can't remember Barron. A game where you had this many good stories come out of it.
Just they were relentless. You know who else had a really good game?
Everybody. Go ahead, bro.
Right. Yeah, you're right. This is stupid.
Oh, you have it in your
I can
notes.
Say the two Maui Noah brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they're good. Yeah.
Tough, too.
They are good players, yes.
I think, did I see the right tackle? Maui Noah graded out the grade.
Pro Football Focus?
Well, they have grades for him.
Yeah, I know.
But I think he was right up there. Center had a great game. Carpenter, who is another guy that you got from the transfer portal. So a lot of good stories, man. And that Maui Noah plays linebacker. He is something else, man. Good God, is he signed? He is tough, too. Guy tried to run him over on the sideline. And I'm like, you're jumping in the wrong dude's face right there, man. You're just going to piss him off, and he's going to take it out on your quarterback, and he did. He did do that.
I don't think we have – someone asked. I don't think we have the new polls yet. I'm on the ESPN site. I don't think we have quite yet.
They're going to be –
still got Miami 19 on.
What are you guessing, Woody? 12 or 13? Florida State's long gone. It doesn't matter, though.
It doesn't matter, yes.
Yeah, we got so many games left. Got so many games.
So Penn State looked good. Notre Dame looked good. Alabama looked good. Texas.
USC got it. That's a good win for USC.
Yeah, it was.
By the way, how crazy was that finish? I thought they were just lining up to kick a straight field goal. Guy runs it up the middle for a touchdown.
Clemson will drop out. Clemson's in front of Miami.
That's true. Clemson.
Clemson got rocked. Georgia looks obviously like the favorites.
The Big Ten and SEC look good, Woody. Say whatever you want. Yeah. They look good.
You know, Michigan and Texas are this weekend. Michigan. The big house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what Texas looks like.
Texas looks very good. They got a lot of money over there from what I hear.
Michigan ain't hurting for money either.
No, but Texas... might be number one in that category.
You don't think Michigan has any problems with money, do you?
No, but now that they've all their cheaters are gone, we'll see how they hold up against a good team here.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
No.
I just thought you were you were better than that to go to the cheating.
Have you watched the documentary yet, Connor Stallions?
No.
I haven't gotten to that one yet, but Dave Portnoy's in it, and I guess he says that it's Stallions on the sideline, and then he came out and said, like, Netflix mixed his words up. He was upset about that.
I don't know. I'm probably not going to watch that one, Woody. There's a lot of things I want to watch on TV.
Well, I got you teed up for your next one,
you
right?
You did. You teed me up. That was a good one. Hey, we've got a lot more to get to here this morning. Love to hear what your thoughts were on everything going on. And by the way, if college is not your thing and the NFL is, well, take a deep breath, man, because you got a lot of football coming up. The NFL is going to have games on Thursday, Friday in Brazil, Sunday, bunch of 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and, of course, the NBC game on Sunday night. And then, no, wait, we're not done. The Jets are going to travel. Kind of important for the – by the way, Dolphins will play both teams. The Jets in San Francisco for Monday Night Football.
That red zone clock, you know, is going to tick down on Sunday. It's a good feeling, bro.
Oh, no, listen.
When that thing starts ticking. I wonder when they start the clock. You just have that on in your house all day Sunday, like just leading up to the games. Screw the pregames.
Unless there's a game you really, really want to watch. But they got it loaded, man.
That's why you need two screens.
NFL's got it loaded up, man, for week one to go with all the college football games and everything else. And by the way, I got to mention this before I forget. Did you watch any of the PGA? I know there's a lot of stuff going on. Hell, I was watching a ton of tennis, too. The PGA Tour Championship playoffs, Scottie Scheffler wins again. He won $25 million for winning their final playoff tour championship playoff. $25 million check. He earned $62 million in prize and bonuses, in prize money and bonuses for the year he had. How about that? 7 wins and a gold medal. They're saying Tiger-like what he did. Of course, Tiger also had 8 and 9 wins in the season. But anyway, I had to mention that. I know you don't care. You don't care because you suck at golf and you know you can't play it. Air around the clock tonight. You're going to rock with air around the clock. Air conditioning and plumbing. And you can't sing either, Woody. And don't call air around the clock because they don't want to deal with you at all. They don't. They want nice people. No, seriously, I do want to tell you about air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. There's a couple of numbers I always throw out that I love to tell people about. 35, 135, and 7. 35 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. That's what I call great service. People always ask me, you talk about air around the clock, you know, air conditioning and plumbing. We've had the plumbing in the last few years, and of course, it's been a slam dunk because, by the way, it's same work ethic. I mean, great plumbers, licensed, experienced plumbers, trained and certified technicians for all your air conditioning problems, 7 days a week. These people work, man. We are the water heater kings of South Florida, and you have an air conditioning unit that's had it. It's hot out there. Nobody wants to be without it, and stop fixing that old one and just get a new one at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. We have a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. We are the water heater kings of South Florida, and we want to let you know same-day installation is always the goal every day. Financing plans to help you out. Family-owned and operated. 35 years in the business. We lost Big Daddy Lenny, but we didn't lose Eric. Eric and the gang over there, Mike and Chippy and all the rest of them. It's about great service every day, taking care of all your air conditioning and plumbing problems. And nobody does it like Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Go to 855-PLUMBER. That's 855-PLUMBER. Or you can go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Any kind of air conditioning problems or plumbing problems, tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
All right, before we get back to it here, I want to let you know our Dolphins training camp coverage is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical College is your best choice for a brighter future, Joe.
Thank you, Woody. And a couple other things that kind of, I don't know, Do you watch any tennis? We got the U.S. Open going on. What, did you watch that at all? Do you have a chance in between everything? I know you got kids, man. I know.
Yeah, I mean, you answered it for me.
Yeah, I know.
I did not. I had a chance to watch any tennis this weekend.
I'm sorry, man. Some good stuff.
The first weekend of college football.
No, I know. No. A lot of stuff starts early.
Who won?
Still going on, Woody, this Sunday. They do something in tennis that drives me nuts. So the players can now talk to their coaches in between points. Like if you're going over or between games, you go over and you get the go over to get your towel and because it's obviously hot and humid. They're up there, and they got them all talking. So Coco Gauff lost, right? I guess you saw that Coco lost.
Yeah, I did see that.
So
yeah, sure.
And I'm like, she got like three coaches all talking at the same time, and they even laughed about it. One of them's Brad Gilbert, right? Brad Gilbert's the pro. So he's talking and two other guys, and I'm like, and the parents are in the back. Everybody's yapping. Everybody's friggin' yapping. No wonder she does. Like, she's looking at all of them and may like. I never seen so many voices for one woman. It's crazy. I hate that stuff. Well, they do it in football. This isn't football. It's tennis. Play. Just play. Make adjustments. Play. Everybody knows what everybody's trying to do to you, whatever your weakness is and, you know, and how to attack and all that stuff. All right, I'm done. I just had to get that off my chest here in the 8 o'clock hour here as we're going on. By the way, the Clemson, you think Clemson's going to change on this transfer portal? You think he's fine? He can have to cave because that party, and listen, he's still, like he said, I guess he's average. I didn't realize this. Over the last 3 years, he hasn't hit the transfer portal. Is that how many years? Has it been 3 years, Woody, on the transfer portal? Anyway, he said, all I know is we've been winning 10 games a year, which I didn't realize. He's been averaging 10 wins a year.
You think he makes it?
If he sticks with this.
He could be on the all-fired team here.
Well, not for a while, but he's got to cave a little bit on this transfer portal. Like, all the great teams are using a transfer portal. This is not like the top five teams in the country don't use your transfer portal.
Well, he doesn't like the NIL stuff either, right? Isn't that his issue too?
I think he's giving in on the money because he realized that some of the parents weren't big on that one. So I'm watching Georgia. Did you see who catches a fade route in the corner of the end zone? Did you see that? What was the guy's name? Young? What was his name? What was our big receiver from last year? They picked up one of our receivers from down here at University of Miami from the transfer portal. My point is this. Everybody's using the transfer portal to improve their team.
Kobe Young.
Thank you. Name escaped me there for a second. Yeah, no, he got me too. But he ran that route. You know, you throw it up high to the outside where he was so good. And he caught it and got it, you know. Everybody's using the transfer portal. Even Nick Saban was using the transfer portal. He was taking really good players and
it's good that Clemson's not – look, man, let them do what they want to do over there, you know? Let the two, you know, the FSU, Clemson, hopefully they have down years.
He's been such a good coach. They pay him a lot of money. Who finally says, listen, coach, love you. We believe, you know, in your Christian beliefs and all the things you're doing are fantastic. But you got to change your mind on this. You can call them student athletes and stuff, but we got to pay them. And we got to hit this transfer portal. Even though you're recruiting classes, you got some really good players. Now, he's got some really good players on that team. But that team's not where it needs to be. And I don't know. I don't think his job's in any – even if he loses five games this year, which I don't know if he'll lose five or not in the ACC, but he's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. But you gotta be locked in on this transfer portal. Everybody's using. I would love to know how many teams in the top 20 right now have a transfer portal quarterback starting. I'm just kind of curious. I don't know the answer. I saw USC. He's an original. They were praising him all weekend, like you stayed and backed up Caleb. You stayed, and it was like, yes, way to go. And, you know, he waited a couple years, and he's starting. By the way, he looked good. USC quarterback looked good the other day. But, man, you look around at all the teams that have gone out and grabbed a quarterback from somewhere else. Notre Dame. Isn't that the Duke quarterback, the guy from Notre Dame I saw play? So, that's you got to play the game, man. Got to play the game. The new rules are out there, and you either get chewed up because you just can't do it with recruiting. A guy that has experience that's really good coming in at 21, 22, 23 years old is going to be better 9 out of 10 times than a true freshman. And there's some true freshmen that are really special out there. There's some guys I saw over the weekend that were, oh, yeah, he came right in spring football and just tore it up. He's starting. Like, he can play. And I forget the wide receiver's name from Shaman Amadonna. He goes to Ohio State, and they say day one of practice, and they're going, oh, no, you start. Oh, no, you're a starter. Did you see him running by guys? He looked great out there. I was going to say Smith. Was it Smith last year?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah Smith. Yeah. We saw him last year. Nat Moore and I were at a game and at Trask Powell. Oh, my God. He and JoJo Trader put on a show. JoJo, by the way, didn't get to play in the last game. I hope some of those guys get to play. They got some really good players. Chaminade's got some big players. Apparently is having some trouble filling in some of those spots because Ely in Pompano ends up beating Chaminade in a crazy game. And by the way, Teddy Bridgewater went to up to Venice. Venice got a really good team. Took him to overtime, lost. But Northwestern looks like it's back. Looks like it's got a really, really good team so far. Really, really good-looking football team to this point. We've been all over the board this morning talking about and speaking about young guys playing. Jordan Lyle and Frederick, O.J. Frederick from St. Thomas, both played a lot of football in this first game. See, this is what happens when you go get the best players and not like our top two guys are going out of state, but we got two more guys that we think are really good players you should take, and you take them, and then they don't play for you. Or they're not good enough for you to play, so they're not. And you're trying to do the coach a favor, hoping that the next time one of his top players plays, the following year he's going to give you one of the better players. Like, hey, just take this guy this year, and we'll take care of you down the road. Which some schools do. You can't do that. You got to take the best players, and if the best players in South Florida, and there's guys that are just better outside of South Florida, you got to take them. You want to keep South Florida guys, don't get me wrong. It's good for business to have them. But if they're not your top guys and you match them up, you got to go other places. And that's what Mario is. Listen, nobody does this recruiting thing like Mario Cristobal and the job that he's done so far and showed up. Showed up the other day in that first game, and we'll see down the road with these ACC games right around the corner here in a few weeks. We'll be talking more about that and what might happen, what might happen with that. But, man, it's great to have our NFL football back, Tua versus Trevor, and should be a good game. I don't expect it to be – here I go again. You thought I'd learned my lesson after the last one.
You need someone to come on and tell you the Dolphins are going to blow them out, right? Is that what you need?
You don't see a lot of blowouts, although I did see an all-timer last year with what Miami did to Denver. But, yeah, a lot of these games end up being pretty close. I'm really looking forward to seeing Mike McDaniel, how he uses his tight ends, who's going to play third wide receiver, what we're going to look like on third and long, how he's going to rotate and get all these backs in, loaded at running back position, just absolutely loaded. With really good players. Can't wait to see how he's going to work that. I want to see the amount of targets. Our two horses on the outside, two of the highest paid players in the NFL at their positions, how they're going to use them. And defensively, what the strategy? What's the running? What's run stop? Are we going to be able to run stop like we did a year ago? One thing the Dolphins did really well is pass rush and stop the run. Those are two things they did really well defensively last year. Under a 4 yards per carry average given up. What can they do? And they've got Benito now. Benito Jones going to be the starting nose tackle next to Sealer and Calais Campbell. And then a couple of key backups. And is that going to be enough to stop the run? And secondary is good. Love the linebackers. But expect it to be a good game. They're saying the same thing up in Jacksonville. They're like, man, we like our group. Man, we like our receivers. Christian Kirk's back. Gabe Davis. Brian Thomas, they drafted in the first round. What was it, like pick 21 or 22 or something? And Evan Engram, who catches over 100 passes a year as a tight end. And
look at you. You're getting your research done,
man,
here early.
Just,
yeah, numbers and everything.
Check. Well, it's a lot easier when there's 53 guys instead of that.
Like
that nice story
roster.
From minicamp. Yeah. Yeah. Watch this guy.
You should get a good ball game. I would imagine it'd be very close. Those are two very comparable quarterbacks, by the way, going at it. Trevor and Tua. I know Tua's numbers have been better, but they paid Trevor. You know, it's a similar deal. Like,
I'll just say one thing about
it's gonna be a good. That's a good quarterback battle for Week One.
Yeah, no question. No question about it. You're right. Tua.
Trevor has under-delivered, though, right? I mean, you would say?
So,
for as good as they thought he was going to be?
Yes, and everybody's made excuses that his offensive line's not very good.
Fair excuses, and, by the way, the Urban Meyer thing.
And his receivers have been banged up. That's why they went out and got all these guys, and they drafted a guy in the first round. They got Gabe Davis from Buffalo to get more weapons and have more guys and give him more to throw to. Okay, so we'll see. Nobody wants to hear, by the way, you don't have, you know. Nobody wants to hear about the injury bug. Nobody wants to hear it.
Well, you can't use that as an excuse in Week One.
No.
I mean.
Woody, this is a healthy. I started the show. This is the healthiest you're going to be all season, Week One. You got a bye week before a preseason that a lot of guys didn't play, and then you get a bye week.
Hopefully the Dolphins will be healthier as we go along. But
well, how's that going to happen?
Well, you training camp, they got banged up. It was a tough camp.
How healthy you think you're going to be when you go to Seattle playing 4 days apart?
I don't, probably not very. I just don't want to hear that as an excuse this year.
So that's why they went out. Jalen Phillips, by the way, playing in Week One is huge because I didn't think that was going to happen. But they went out and they drafted a couple of guys that are going to play. We'll see. We'll see. Oh, my God, I'm running.
By the way, they got to get this one.
What?
Dolphins cannot lose this game.
No, I mean, I'm not even. That's like, why we shouldn't
talk. I don't call it a must-win, but, damn, that's a must-win game. You got to win this one, man.
Nah, that's just Week One. You want to win it, but Woody.
Then you got Buffalo in 4 days.
That's right. But the last thing, you can't worry about December and January, like right now. You just can't.
Someone said, when will OBJ be back? Week 8, Week 10. I really doubt he will be back after Week 4. Thoughts?
He'll be back. He'll be back after four games. Well, I stuck this far with the damn guy. Might
you
as well keep going.
Do you see him out there? Does he know that you're like his number one fan?
No.
Does he know?
No, I think he's
maybe you guys can bond over like your love of the Kardashians.
I got to tell you, I don't know if he is. I think he found out Kim might have wanted to have his baby.
That's not going
took
well.
Took off running. No.
I didn't know that.
I will tell you one thing.
You guys should do maybe gossip.
I got to tell you one thing about Odell, man. Odell doesn't take a backseat to too many of our star players. I listened to that thing in Tampa Bay, and boy, when Odell came out right in front or behind Tyreek, you thought he was Tyreek.
He's popular.
All right, Woody, we got to go to break here. 9 o'clock hour's coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.